Ken Mayer is with us from Te Rōpū Kaimahi Māori o Aotearoa. Raising alarms over the rapid rise in Māori unemployment and the lack of targeted action in last week's budget to address the growing crisis facing Māori workers and rangatahi, e te rangatira Ken. Hoki mai rā, thank you so much for joining us on Wātea again. Tēnā koe.
Nā mihi, tā.
Kia ora. Might you first, for our listeners, just share some kōrero about Te Rōpū Kaimahi Māori or Aotearoa. What's the background to the organisation and kaupapa from your perspective, Ken?
Well, it actually came out of the 1980s and 1990s, led by Sid Jackson. So it's the legacy of Sid Jackson, who was a Māori activist, trade unionist and political thinker at the time. And there had been numerous national Māori workers' huis in the 1980s, of which some of us participated in. And we formed Te Rōpū Kaimahi Māori then, and it had a bit of a lull, probably the early 2000s, 2010. And then just recently, in fact, myself, Amakura Pāloho, Janice Smith and many others have decided to build upon the legacy of Sid and Te Rōpū Kaimahi Māori from then, and stand up and basically have an organisation, a union that is Māori kaupapa workers union, grounded in rangatiratanga, our mana and our collective strength, and to be able to negotiate and defend employment agreements, etc. More importantly, in one sense, is having a mobilisation of our people based upon the wakaputanga and te tiriti o Waitangi, and having an independent Māori workers advocacy voice, and get out there on the front foot and challenge the system, the government, or anybody for that matter that's, from our perspective, undermining our rangatiratanga, our people within the workforce and within the community, our wānau in general. So Te Rōpū Kaimahi Māori is in the throes of developing a very strong base to articulate and advocate on behalf of Māori, in particular Māori workers right across the workforce.
Tēnā koe. Would it be accurate to describe it as a union or a kaupapa of advocacy for Māori workers? I'm very mindful too of Sid's thinking, his advocacy for his time. He is a wonderful colleague as well here, broadcasting for many years on Irirangi Wātea back in the day. So, you know, pleased that there is an organisation that continues his work and his thinking. Would it be described as a union, or do you go into advocate for Māori workers, perhaps who are in other unions as well, Ken?
Oh, well, our intentions are not to be in competition with any other unions. Our intentions are to ensure that where there are Māori workers or where the Māori workforce is impacted upon, that we work right across the board. Some may call us a union. We don't have any difficulties with that. And of course, some will see us as a collective force entity to continue to uphold the legacy of Sid and many others who have passed on since the 1980s, in particular around the Wakaputanga, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and the mana motuhake of our people within the workforce, within the community, and of course, as wānau.
Well, tēnā koe, it is conceivable that issues pertaining to the treaty would surface in other union work and layoffs of Māori staff that deserve to be challenged, and if the unions involved don't have the expertise in that treaty-focused space, then you could provide tautoko for kaimahi Māori whose jobs are being challenged in situations. We are seeing that across the board. This is the most difficult time. And while we hear of unemployment, yes, the figures they quote with Māori unemployment often cloudy, but certainly constantly eclipse those of mainstream numbers. So there are major concerns. What do you see as the primary drivers behind Māori unemployment nearly doubling over the past 4 years, Ken?
Well, let's just focus on the last 3 or 4 years. But in fact, the reality is when you look at the stats since the mid-1980s right through to now, there has been a consistency in those stats. And albeit in the last 4 years, they certainly have moved up. There's been a continuation of rangatahi Māori unemployment since 1986 that have sat around well above the 20-odd percent. If you looked at June 2010, it was 30%. And that was obviously a horrific period, but actually the whole period of the last 40-odd years has been horrific, and the impact upon Māori youth has been massive. And, I mean, the only time it actually dropped was in 2021, where it dropped to approximately 15-odd percent. And that was only because of COVID, and the government stepped in with subsidies, closed the doors to overseas, et cetera, et cetera. So that in the last 40 years, it has dropped 120% during that period of time. And then from 21 onwards, 22 onwards, it's certainly gone up to now where it's just under 25%. And look, from our point of view, enough's enough. It's clearly been normalised. It's more than needing band-aids, etc. This is a major systemic issue. It's been long term, and the impact upon our wānau and our young people has been horrific. And it's time, we believe strongly, that we sit down with the government and work out how we're going to deal with this horrific young man being unemployed. And it is a crisis. It is an emergency, and it needs to be dealt with urgency. And we're just shocked that this government, and to be clear, and previous governments haven't dealt with this high unemployment within our young people as it should have been done. And look, from our perspective, there are some solutions, but let's begin from the point of sitting down with our people within their communities, within their hapū, within wherever our wānau are, and try and find some answers in regard to this. So we've suggested, look, let's set up a task force, let's have a 100-day plan, and let's sit down and work through this issue. Some have suggested let's have regional community employment hubs so that we really focus on trying to deal with this serious matter that's impacting upon our young people, and not allow another 40 years of normalising high rangatahi unemployment within our country. You know, Dale, these stats are right up there as being one of the worst countries in the world for young Indigenous people for unemployment. Surely that's got a shock.
And surely that's got to change. I look forward to working alongside you to do what we can by highlighting the challenges that exist out in the workplaces of our country. And thanks for giving our peeps an overview this morning about the work of Te Rōpū Kaimahi Māori o Aotearoa. Mihi ana, kia koe te rangatira. Thank you, Ken, for joining us on the program. I look forward to more kōrero on this space in the near future. Appreciate your time today. Lovely. Thank you. 603 Urban Māori Radio 821.